And so we have come to the end of the book of Daniel. Postscripts to the prophecy. The term postscript comes from the Latin postscriptum, an expression meaning written after, which may be interpreted in the sense of that which comes after the writing. A postscript may be a sentence, a paragraph, or occasionally many paragraphs added after the main book of an essay or book, main body of an essay or book. Sometimes when additional points are made after the first postscript, abbreviations such as PSS, post superscriptum, PPS, post quam postscriptum, or post postscriptum, and PPPS, post post postscriptum, and so on, ad infinitum are used, though only PPS has somewhat common usage. Personally, I prefer to just use the plural postscripts with a letter S, rather than go on at infinitum. In the book of Daniel chapter 12 verses 4 to 13 could be considered the postscripts. Roman numeral 1, the responsibility of Daniel. The responsibility of Daniel. Through the quiet streets of a fishing village that lay at the mouth of a turbulent river, a cry ran out, "Boy overboard!" Quickly a crowd gathered and anxious eyes looked out over the rushing water to the figure of the drowning boy. Each anxious mother's heart was asking, "Is he my boy?" A rope was brought, and the strongest swimmer in the village volunteered to rescue the drowning lad. Tying one end of the rope to his waist, he threw the other among the crowd and plunged in. Eagerly, they watched him breast the tide with strong, sure strokes, and the cheer went up when he reached the boy and grasped him safely in his powerful arms. "Pull in the rope," he shouted over the swirling waters. The villagers looked from one to another. "Who is holding the rope?" they asked. But no one was holding the rope. In the excitement of watching the rescue, the end of the rope had slipped into the water. Oops. No one took up the responsibility of holding the rope. But Daniel had to take up the responsibility of shutting up the words and sealing the book. Verse 4 reads, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." God told Daniel to shut up or preserve the words of the book, verse 4. The Hebrew verb means to stop up, shut up, keep close. The Hebrew verb does not mean hide or conceal or keep in secret, for which the verb in Hebrew is a different one. The same Hebrew verb is used in Daniel chapter 8 verse 26, and there shutting up is done with the purpose of keeping the vision intact. And therefore, it can be translated preserve. The same meaning applies here as well. So it has a sense of guard, preserve, protect. Daniel was also to seal or close securely the prophecies. The Hebrew verb means to seal, a fixed seal, seal up. It has the sense of affixing one's seal for attestation. Seal with king's seal. 1 Kings chapter 21 verse 8. And Esther chapter 8 verses 8 and 10. In the ancient Near East, it was a custom to seal an important document by impressing upon it the identifying marks of the parties involved and also the recording scribe. A sealed text was not to be tampered with or amended. Then the original document was duplicated and placed in a safe place to be preserved. The scripture in the book of Jeremiah chapter 32 verses 9 to 12 records such a process. And I bought the field of Hananiah, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver, and I subscribed the evidence, and sealed it, and took witnesses, and weighed him the money in the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hananiah, my uncle's son, and the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. The sealing of Jeremiah's property was not done to hide the contents or to keep them secret, but for the purpose of attesting and preserving the document. Likewise, Daniel was commanded by the Lord to shut up the words and seal the book in order to preserve and attest it. Daniel was to write the visions and carefully preserve them because these words deal with the time of the end. The phrase, the time of the end, refers to the last days, especially the consummation of eschatological times, including the Great Tribulation. This will be a period where the people of God will be facing unprecedented challenges, as Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 24, and it will be the time the promises of this book will be needed most. The Lord further reveals to Daniel, that time will come where many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. What the Lord reveals here is probably in line with what the prophet Amos foresaw in Amos chapter 8 verse 12. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Many shall run to and fro in an attempt to learn about the future. People were engaged in intense searching to find answers for important questions, especially in relation to future events. However, only Daniel's book will be able to provide them the answers for their queries. Finding this book, their knowledge shall be increased. It has the answers to questions about the future. John C. Wickham explains that the knowledge which will be increased in this context would seem to be that which the preserved book of Daniel supplies to diligent seekers, not only at the end of the time, but at any time subsequent to the preserving canonically of the book. Cross-reference to Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Therefore, it is imperative for Daniel to preserve the book. It is the word of God, God's answers for man's queries for every age. The doctrine of the perfect preservation of God's words is clearly implied in verse 4. It also reveals God's sovereign and providential care for His words. God takes care to make sure that His words are perfectly preserved, not only for the present generation, but also for the coming generations. Thus, the command was given to Daniel to shut up and seal the prophecies. Roman numeral 2, the request from an angel. The request from an angel. A pastor met with the church board and requested they approve the purchase of a chandelier for the church sanctuary. The next month, when the minutes were read, there was no mention of the pastor's suggestion, so he requested it a second time. The third month, the pastor waited expectantly for a report of action taken, but there was absolutely no word in the minutes of his request. So after the meeting, he went to the chairman of the board and asked for an explanation. "Well, pastor, it was this way," explained the chairman. "First of all, the secretary of the board didn't know how to spell the word, and it would have embarrassed him if we had insisted on including it in the minutes. Second, if we get one of those things, we don't believe there's anyone in the church who knows how to play it. And third, we feel that the thing we really need is better lighting." Just as the pastor requested for a chandelier, we have a request from an angel. Verses 5 to 7 reads, "Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, 'How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?' And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall accomplish to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished." The question asked by the angel reflects the interest angels have in the affairs of men. Cross-reference to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. The angel wanted to know how long the Antichrist will be allowed to persecute the Jews. The man clothed in linen, verse 7, responded with a twofold answer. The persecution of the Antichrist would last a time, times, and a half, meaning 3.5 years. This is the second half of the tribulation. Furthermore, the man stated, "When he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished." The meaning here is that it will take 3.5 years to bring the Jews to the place where they stop trusting their power, where they stop trusting their own power, and turn to the Lord as their Messiah and Savior. By the way, God will also want to keep us trusting in Him and living for eternity instead of temporary things of this world today. How might He do that? Sometimes God puts us in a position of helplessness through illness or other circumstances. Sometimes God takes away the things we have lived for. Roman numeral 3. The reply to Daniel. The reply to Daniel. A man asked God how long a million years was to him. God replied, "It's just like a single second of your time, my child." So the man asked, "What about $1 million? The Lord replied, "To me is just a single penny." So the man gathered himself up and said, "Well, Lord, could I have one of your pennies?" And God replied, "Certainly, my son, just a second." Just as with the Lord's reply to the man, with the Lord's reply to Daniel. Verses 8 to 13 reads, "And I heard, but understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Daniel wanted to know further of the things the Lord revealed to him. So he asked the Lord, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Verse 8. He wanted to know about the final deliverance promised in verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. How would it be accomplished? The Lord did not answer Daniel, but told him the message was for others at the end times. Verse 9. What Daniel wanted to know did not concern him. Those Jews who are saved during the tribulation, many shall be purified. Verse 10. Will understand. As these prophecies unfold in their fulfillment, believers will understand them. But the response of the Lord in verse 9 further reveals God's care for his word. The Lord commanded Daniel, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. The Lord replied to Daniel that no further trying should be made for the understanding of these matters. These words are closed up and sealed. These verbs in Hebrew are the same as those used in verse 4. H.C. Leupold comments, the supposition is that even as Daniel himself was to take precautions to have these revelations safeguarded for future times, so the providence of God would work in the same direction, and as a result, these good disclosures would be made available for the time when they would meet a felt want. So again, the same doctrine of the perfect preservation of God's word. Verses 11 and 12 adds two extensions to the time of the tribulation not mentioned elsewhere in Scripture. The time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away refers to the middle of the tribulation when the Antichrist breaks the 7-year covenant. It will be followed by 3.5 years, 42 months, or 1,260 days of tribulation. Verse 11 speaks of 1,290 days, or an additional 30 days. And verse 12 speaks of 1,335 days, or another 45 days, beyond the previous verse. The additional 30 days appear to be for the cleansing of the temple for the millennium following the abomination of desolation. This time period would be in accord with similar events in Old Testament history, cross-reference with Numbers chapter 9 verses 9 to 11 and 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 2. Since those who survive to the end of the 75th day beyond the end of the tribulation are blessed. This must be a reference to the completion of all judgments. Those still alive at that point will be blessed to enter the kingdom. Cross-reference with Ezekiel 20, 37 to 38, Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, and chapter 25, verse 34. Verse 13 is a personal promise to Daniel. He will die and then be resurrected at the end of the days, that is, after the tribulation, when he will receive his inheritance. When he will receive his inheritance. What do you think God will be most pleased about when he reflects on Daniel's life? His humility and constant obedience to God. What do you want Christ to say about your life when you stand before him? If you continue to live as you do now, will you hear what you want to hear from Christ? What can you do to turn your focus away from the temporary distractions of the world to start living for eternity? The responsibility of Daniel, the request from an angel, and the reply to Daniel. With these postscripts, we come to the end of the book of Daniel. People of God have drawn comfort and courage from the life of Daniel for more than 2,500 years. But it's difficult to say which is more thrilling, his example or his prophetic instruction. Deprived of the privileges which God intended for Israel to enjoy, he served foreign kings with excellence and humility and served God wholeheartedly as a major prophet of the Old Testament. His model is needed today more than ever. How has the record of Daniel's life and ministry encouraged you? Let us end this series on Daniel by rising and singing for one last time, "Dare to be a Daniel, standing by a purpose true, heeding God's command. Honor them, the faithful few. All hail to Daniel's band."